Tim, that word you were having for the church. I woke up this morning, the verse out of 2 Corinthians 5, which will be today, for the love of Christ controls us, you know, and just as they were overwhelmed. We'll be in 2 Corinthians 5 today, if you want to turn there with your Bibles. I'll try to go as quickly as I can. I still got to keep my reputation up of having short sermons, so I've got to go with that. That's right. I'm going to start with 20 and go backwards. Because in you see probably more in this chapter, more than anywhere else in Scripture, the word therefore. And therefore are built upon. If therefore, you know, like I run 5 miles a day, therefore I can have this many calories a day. And so it's just built upon therefores. And you always look what it's there for, right? And so there's just a ton of therefores in here, but it ends up with this very last scripture, therefore we are ambassadors for Christ. And so what I want to do is go through chapter 5 real quick, the end of chapter 4, and kind of giving the heart of an ambassador. An ambassador is one who's sent, one from another country, not from here. That's sent. We're all ambassadors for Christ. But just let me show you just the heart as this builds upon each other. And if you go back and read, which I said, 2 Corinthians 3 and 4 is really good. 4 is about how we're daily caring about in our bodies this work of Christ. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, the treasure of the presence of God within us. God is daily working that out in my experience. You know, daily the presence of Christ is coming forth in my life, you know, through everything I do. He's working the cross in me, so, you know, we're dying daily, right? So that the glory or the presence of Christ could be coming forth. And we'll start in verse 15 of 2 Corinthians 4. All things are for your sakes, that the grace which is spreading to more and more people may cause a giving of thanks to abound to the glory of God. Therefore, there's the first one, all right? We do not lose heart. But though our inner man, outer man is decaying, our fleshly bodies are all dying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory. Mm-hmm. When you see that weight of glory, it's just about the manifest presence of God in us, okay? Far beyond all comparison. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are just, they're just temporal. All these things we see around us. But the things which are not seen are eternal. All right, many of us are going through things with Regina and Lois. Good to see Lois here. Different afflictions, right? But if you can remember as an ambassador, what he's saying in verse 15, it's always about others. It's always about others. It's always about the body. What Paul is saying, if you read the verses before that, everything we're perplexed, but you know, afflicted in every way, but not despairing. That he knew that anything he was taking, that God was taking him through, was for the body. It's about others. So the heart of an ambassador always knows it's about others. If I'm sent as an ambassador to another country, it's not about me, right? I'm representing the country from where I'm from. As ambassador of Christ, I got to understand whatever God's taken me through, and there's always momentary light afflictions. Okay? I don't care if my leg is rotting off. It's a momentary light affliction. And the weight of glory that you'll experience through that, there's nothing to compare with. And what the Lord wants us to do as ambassadors is get your mind on the eternal, not on the temporal. Ask God to show you the unseen, what He's doing in the Spirit. Because it's always about others. Even though you get to enjoy it. Okay? It's about you too. Because the life of Jesus is coming forth in your life. But God is always about the big picture, right? So, for your sake, we can go. Regina can go through this for your sake. Lois, her broken shoulder and different things, for your sake. With my back, for your sake. Headaches, right? Avery, mouth stuff. For your sake, right? This is what ambassadors do. 5:1. For we know that if this earthly tent, talking about our physical bodies, which is our house, is torn down, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, that the eternal in the heavens. Our glorified bodies is what he's talking about. For indeed, in this house, we groan. We're longing to be clothed with our dwelling from heaven. Inasmuch as we, having put it on, shall not be found naked. Or as we say down here, naked. For indeed, while we're in this tent, this body, that calls it a tent. You know why he calls it a tent? Because a tent's very temporal, right? You just pick it up and move it and it's gone. Your earthly bodies are tents. They're earth suits. We're groaning. We're being burdened. Because we don't want to be unclothed. We don't want to see in part and see through a glass darkly and see, you know, what he says in 1 Corinthians 13. Well, we want to be clothed in order that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. We want the full deal. That's what he's saying. And he who prepared us for this very purpose is God. So God prepared me or created me for this very purpose, is that I will be with Him. And I will be clothed with immortality. I will be clothed with my heavenly dwelling. All right? That's why we've been created. Okay? In this heart of the ambassador, Paul was like, man, we're longing. You know, as we get older, and as I read through this, I thought, man, some of this I don't even walk in a little bit, you know? I don't want to be there. You know, I tell people this all the time, and they hear me in Bible study and stuff. I said, you know, as Christian people, overall, you know, we don't prepare each other or talk about this much. Or we don't prepare each other for death very well. How many of you just long to be clothed with your heavenly body? Mm. Or long to be with Him? You know, I can't say that I'm always there, y'all. But I do want, don't y'all want to get there?
Yep.
You know, because here's what it does to us. He prepared us for this. He gave us the Spirit as a pledge, kind of as a down payment. We get the taste of it. We don't get to fully eat it. Therefore, there it is again. Therefore, being always of good courage, knowing that while we're at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord. We walk by faith and not by sight. But we are of good courage. That word courage again, twice. I say, and we prefer rather to be absent from the body and to be at home with the Lord. There's something cool about that I saw today. He used the word courage twice. Because this courage sets you free from fear. All right? And something about when you have this mindset of wanting to be at home with the Lord, wanting to be clothed with everything that He has, have a longing heart, it sets you free from fear. Because, see, fear keeps you from walking close to the edge. You're always guarded and you're always, you know, clinging to this life, as I will always put it. Fear keeps you clinging to stuff. Courage causes you to release and to run and go whatever. You know, if I perish, just like in Esther, if I perish, I perish. You know, if I perish, I perish. And these things were, I'm thinking of this because I went to have to the chiropractor this week, and right above my surgery, where I had back surgery years ago, there was a little spot there, and he said, hey, you might need to go get that little spot checked. You know? And I thought, oh, crap, man, I hadn't thought about that. You know? But it just started making me think, wonder if this thing's more than what you think. Well, it might be nothing, but wonder if it's more than what you think. You know? What's that doing in your heart? Wonder if it's your time. And the Lord says, hey, Craig, it's your time. I mean, am I going to be, you know, freaking, and or am I going to be saying, cool, you know? Just like one of the early church fathers was 86 years old, and they were taking him to be burned with fire. He's going to be put in, you know, wood put at his feet, and they're going to roast him. And people was like trying to stop it, and he was like, no, don't stop it. This is awesome, y'all. Look how I get to go out, you know? He was longing to be clothed, right? Therefore, since this is true in verse 9, therefore, we have as our ambition, whether we're at home with the Lord, we're ambassadors, we're not, y'all, none of us are at home, to be pleasing to Him. Whether at home or absent, to be pleasing to Him. And this goes on into the next verse. See, because we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body, according to what he done, whether they're good or bad. Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade men. We're made manifest to God, and I hope that we've been made manifest to your consciences. So, there's a real cool thing I saw here too. You know, there's nothing new under the sun, right? Many heresies that the early church fought. Probably one of the biggest ones they fought was Arianism, which is now what your modern day Jehovah's Witnesses believe. They fought it and overcome it. But one of the early ones that was there is something called Antinomianism. It's probably raising its head higher than any of the heresies now, because antinomianism is taking the grace of God and saying that, God just loves me, therefore there's no morals, you know, kind of lawlessness. I can do whatever I want to do, or live however I want to do, or live with whomever I want to live with, male or female, you know what I'm saying? And trying to say that that's the grace of God. You know, and so the book of 2 Peter, if you go back and read it, was coming against that. And he was saying, yeah, you have this, but it requires you to, with all diligence, apply knowledge and apply, you know, self-control and godliness, and brotherly kindness. So what I mean here is this. There's a real good motivation in the fear of the Lord he's just talking about here, that I know one day I've got to stand before him. Right? The judgment seat of Christ is a real deal. I can't just mark that out of my Bible. To be recompensed. Knowing the fear of the Lord as an ambassador, I've got to go back as an ambassador, right? And I've got to give an account to my ambassadorship. So, whether they're going to burn up or whether they're going to be presented to Him. That's a good fear of the Lord, right? Is a motivation to be pleasing to the Lord at all times. Okay? Is what it is, right? Okay. We're not again commending ourselves to you, but we're giving you an occasion to be proud of us, that you may have an answer for those who take pride in appearance and not in heart. Another thing for an ambassador. Knows that God's looking at the heart. It's not about your appearance. It's not about you. It's always about Him, right? For if we beside ourselves, it's for God. If we're sound mind, it's for you. Okay? Because sometimes you just get beside yourself, right? Father Mark, you know. You just get beside yourself for Him sometimes, you know. When I have to talk to people, I have to kind of bring it together here. For the love of Christ controls us. Having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all of us died. And He died for all, that they who live should no longer live for themselves, but for Him. Because you're an ambassador. Who died and rose again on their behalf. Therefore, there it is again, because the love of Christ controls you. He died for all, therefore you died and you're living for Him. From now on, we recognize no man according to the flesh. Why? Because we now love with and see with the eyes of Christ. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, that means when He was here on earth, yet now we know Him thus no longer. He's glorified now. He lives within us. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature, a new creation, something brand new. Old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. So, walking in the love of Christ, all of a sudden you view things, people, differently. You view every believer as a new creation. You see all men as objects of God's love. Just like Mother Teresa would always say, you know, that you see Christ in all persons. This is where she gets it from, about the love of Christ controlling us. As ambassadors, when you're going, you're sent on a mission of love, right? You love the brothers. You see them as a new creation. I don't see Josh of anything other than he's a new creation in Christ. All right? As we're in fellowship with one another and we're daily living with each other, we're going to see the old things that passed away come forth, right? But we don't see it that way. When I see Bracken, I see Bracken as a new creation. I see Lois, I see her as a new creation. She's the new creation. That's how Jesus sees it, all of us, y'all. Right? And I see every lost person as someone very valuable and very worthy because He died for all. Amen. And I see them through the eyes of Christ. Right? Even though they may rub my old things passed away wrong, we see them. Right? That's right. What an ambassador That's right. does. Because the ambassador is saying, hey, this ain't about me.
Yep.
Jesus, this is about you.
Yep.
This is what walking in the love of Christ, because if I want it to control me, then I have to give the control over, right?
Mm-hmm.
God is not my co-pilot. Thank you, Jesus. He's driving the plane. I just cooperate. Mm-hmm. Wherever you want to go, Lord. We're sent. We're ambassadors, right? Now all these things are from God. He reconciled us to Himself through Christ, and He gave us the ministry of this reconciliation. That's your ministry, my read. Namely, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself, not counting their trespasses against them. And He has committed to us the same word of reconciliation. What? God was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself, not counting their sins against me. So therefore, ambassadors, you don't count their sins against you either. Right? That's what ambassadors do, right? I just said it right here. Because they always have the word of reconciliation, because that's who God is. And if the love of Christ is going to control us and go through us, that's what it's going to look like. Okay? Therefore, we are ambassadors. As though God were entreating through us, because He has no one else to do it with through. So it's us, right? We beg you, be reconciled to God. That is our ministry. With every person, be reconciled to God. I'm not from here, see? I'm from another country. I long to go back. I want to go back home. You know, when I was in Germany in the military, it was cool being there for a little while. But I want to come back home, you know, because I wasn't from there. That's not my home. Same way as ambassadors, as believers, okay? This is not our home. We live in tents, y'all. Stop getting consumed with the tent, you know? Long to be clothed, long to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. And all these things start just falling on each other, you know. Courage comes forth and pleasing Him and knowing that I'm going to be accountable for this and love of Christ controlling me and loving them, you know. Because that's what ambassadors do, y'all. Right? In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Ha!